Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the blessings of a long life. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. For He is the one who has encouraged us to take care of our body's health and has made their protection and treatment a means of extending our human lives. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partner, and that He is the most generous and is the bestower of all being. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and messenger unto all creation. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and companions and all of those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, for it is through taqwa that our hearts shall find peace, that our souls shall be purified, and that we will attain unto true contentment on the day we meet our Lord. For He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah. And let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, our lifespan represents the most valuable capital we have and is the most precious gift given to us by Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And it is for this reason that we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated its importance in His divine revelation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged us to invest it in goodness before it is gone. Indeed, the word that is used for lifespan in Arabic, Umar, often has the same connotation as the same roots of Imara, that of building and cultivating. And so just as civilizations and nations are built and cultivated, so it is that the body and our health too should be looked at in the most wholesome of ways as a way of cultivation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the world as a way of us engaging with it and cultivating it so that we can settle in it. And similarly, this applies to our bodies as well. For our bodies are like microcosmic worlds. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا That He brought you into being from the earth and settled you therein. So brothers and sisters, to have a long, goodly life, lived well in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that we should desire. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ السَّعَادَةِ أَن يَطُولَ عُمْرُ الْعَبْدِ He said, indeed, from true happiness, is a long life for the servant. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, also said, لَا يَزِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ عُمُرُهُ إِلَّا خَيْرًا That the life of a believer only increases in goodness. In other words, the longer we spend here, provided our aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that life will only count for us, because we'll be able to do more hasanat, be able to do more goodness, so that we can reap that goodness in the life that really matters, which is the life of the Akhirah. And so, brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for those closest to him to have long and goodly lives. So, for example, the mother of Anas ibn Malik, who was a young boy who was given unto service for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who went on to become from amongst the closest of the companions to him, and from the greatest of the teachers to the generation that would come thereafter. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by the mother of Anas ibn Malik and radiallahu anha to make a dua for him. And so the Prophet ﷺ made this comprehensive supplication, Allahumma akthir ma lahu wa waladah wa atil hayatahu wa ghafir lahu. Said, O Allah, increase him in wealth and offspring, prolong his life and forgive him. Similarly, brothers and sisters, we should reflect on how the way of the believer should be a life that is invested in goodness and good deeds, with righteous intentions, and an intention to dedicate oneself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this would translate into various endeavors that could translate into uplifting one's country, to building the nations of the believers, to ensuring we look after the downtrodden, to ensure we can benefit others with our experience and knowledge. And hence we find Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq reporting that a man once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyun nasi khair, O Messenger of Allah, who are the best of people? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, Man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu, that the one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. And this is why, brothers and sisters, we should reflect and think about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to make dua for good health and well-being. One of his frequent supplications being, Allahumma mati'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina ma ahyaytana. O Allah, let us enjoy our hearing and our sight and our strength as long as you keep us alive. وَجَعَلْهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا, and make it a means of inheritance for us. Right? And some could say this could also be make from us inheritors, whether it be from offspring or from people who are inheriting in the deeper sense of knowledge and states. And so this was the reality of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make supplication. And so what does this mean, brothers and sisters? It means we should also be looking after our health and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good health. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us by saying that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afu wal afiyah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and well-being. And how can it not be the case, brothers and sisters, when the very health that we have, whether it be the health of the body or the health of the mind, mental health or emotional health, all of these are forms of health, and this is something that has been given to us as an amana. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we will be asked about these things, as we'll be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we'll be asked, alam nusihha laka jismak, did we not give you a healthy body? And so it's an amana. What did we do with the healthy body? What do we do with the things we were given? Likewise, brothers and sisters, it's important we cultivate ways to look after ourselves and look after our mental health. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and grief, from anxiety and depression. And so, brothers and sisters, we should have a positive frames of reference, positive ways of thinking. We should ensure that we are not succumbing to negative habits of the mind. And these are often habits that can build up, whereby we are given to negative patterns of thought. And these things can be resolved when we seek the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ensure that we literally remap these habits or ways of thinking into ways that have husna dhan billah, always having a good opinion of Allah, always having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all things, and He is the one who is looking after our affair. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make us from those who fulfill the trust of looking after their health in the most holistic of ways. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi